Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, Sarah Gilbert and Benny Blanco are kissing and telling all the tea. We'll explain. Mm.
And fellas, you better guard your packages down there because there's a new study that shows pollution is not on your side.
Plus, Andrew Foy talks to Lil Rel Howery and Eric Andre about their new comedy prank movie, Bad Trip.
Gary and Portia are out today, but don't trip. We got you. HK, what we got, brother?
Okay, now listen, Drew Barrymore may have starred in the movie Never Been Kissed, but she's definitely been kissed. So when Sarah Gilbert appeared on Drew's show, they played a version of True or False, and Sarah reveals something about her and Drew. Check this out.
All right, the true one is C. My first girl kiss was with Drew. Drew was the coolest person that I ever met. And yeah, and that's what happened.
Well, we were supposed to kiss in the movie, but then we started practicing in the trailer, which was kind of fun.
What you think, Heidi?
Did you see how excited Drew Barrymore got? Like how blushy she got about the story?
Yeah.
I think it was more than a kiss.
She kissed a girl that definitely liked it.
It was definitely more than a kiss because, listen, she goes, we're supposed to kiss in the movie, but Drew's like, so many smacks in the trailer, you know? And like, they wanted it to look real. They wanted it to look real on camera, so they practiced kissing in the trailer. So you know
You don't blush like that unless a little more happens.
She like blushed in a way where it was beyond the kiss. Like maybe it went to like one of the other bases, second, third, maybe even a home run.
That's what I'm thinking, Matt, for sure.
Absolutely.
I don't know about a home run. But definitely some bases were hit.
All right, as long as they weren't stolen.
I never practiced, but I sure did ask. I had a kissing scene with Dondre Whitfield. And I asked. I was like, can we practice doing this kissing scene? He was like, it's not going to be that long. And I was like, I know, but can we make it long, Dondre?
Wow.
So never got to practice it. I didn't even get to practice with Heidi. And we kissed. So next time we have to practice.
Right. Yeah.
Me
and Chewy practiced for a whole week.
Well, Sherry, anytime you want to come to the house and practice, I am more than willing.
Yeah, because your wife would love that, Heidi. Oh, she would love that. Right?
Sherry might not go home.
Oh, wow. All right, well, moving on. This story is insane. There's a Tennessee man who has probably got to be the luckiest man ever. His name is Nick Slatton. He played the lottery and he won almost $1.2 million. So he's like, the lottery ticket. Right. My God. Oh my God, this is a winner.
Yes.
Well, after finding out that he had the winning ticket, he decided, I'm going to go do some errands, got some things to do. And then he got back home later in the day, and he panicked a little bit because he's like,
where'd I put the ticket?
Where's the ticket? Could not find the ticket. Freaked out. Didn't panic so much because he thought, well, I'll just go back and retrace my steps. And he went back to some of the places he had run errands. And he found his ticket at O'Reilly's Auto Parts store. And it was in the parking lot where he had dropped it from when he got out of the car.
He lost it and then
found it.
Okay, God loves you. God loves you so
much. Lucky twice.
No, evidence that God loves some people more than others.
I will be picking up old lottery tickets, old gum, old everything, because you don't know what is
Sherry.
What. I will, Brad. You never know.
But
this gum. Chew that gum.
It's that magic genie gum.
Get the DNA off that gum.
Who has a lottery ticket and then goes and does errands? When you win the lottery, like, you don't do errands anymore.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
That couldn't have been a black person. We would have quit our job and went straight to the lottery office and tried to cash the big check.
You already know, Ed Craig. You already know.
Listen, if I win $1 million, that is my last day on Dish Nation, y'all. Just so you know.
For the money?
Okay. Yeah, for the big paycheck. Yeah, right, Chewy. We understand.
Okay, fellas. I hate to do this to y'all, but if you didn't care about the environment before, you might want to start now. So Dr. Shana Swan made a startling claim that based on her research, male penises are getting smaller and male babies are being born with historically smaller penises due to manufacturing byproducts, a.k.a. pollution. Now, Frank Chewy and Headcracker, you guys going to start caring more about the environment or what?
I've always cared about the environment. I was organizing beach cleanups in high school, so that's what I'm about, you guys. And I'm also Dominican, so...
Yeah, you know, Chewy had a suspicion in high school.
What about you, Frank?
Well, the thing is, I'm glad I grew up with, I'm part of the girthiest generation, because I remember there was a commercial.
There was a commercial in the
70s. Remember the commercial in the 70s where the Native Americans standing on the side of the road, and the car drives by, and they throw like a whole garbage bag out, and the one tear rolls down his face. They could now reboot that whole campaign and have Chewy standing by the side of the road with one tear going down his face.
Wow.
And Headcrack, by the look of what you've got going on, I think maybe you could use a little pollution.
I missed the deadline. I feel sorry for these people that I would now refer to as millennials.
Oh. I would say to the fellas today, this is a reason why you should wear your mask. Put your mask on. If you don't need nothing else, the next time I see somebody not wearing a mask and it's a man, I'm going, your penis gonna be small. It's about to shrink.
All right. Well, if the Gilmore Girls decide to make a comeback, Lauren Graham will definitely be a part of the cast.
Oh.
So Lauren, who played Lorelai Gilmore on the series, revealed that she always has a Gilmore Girl clause in her contracts, just in case the series comes back one day. Now, Lauren said, I put that window into all my new jobs just in case. I don't want to start any new rumors. It's not for any concrete reason. Now, Sherry, are you surprised she'd have that clause? You know, maybe it's because back in 2016, Netflix did a little four-episode reboot, sort of Gilmore Girls, and I guess she was pulling down $750,000 an episode.
Yeah, she was one of the highest paid actresses, I think, underneath the Friends. But, like, I know Leah Remini was making, like, almost $500,000 an episode. So for King of Queens. So that was a really smart move to put that in your contract. I wish I had a show that was that successful that I could put it in my contract. Shoot. That's a nice chunk of change. So good for you, girl.
Why don't we break it down just to see where we are? What are we making per episode here at Distribution?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we owe money because of how
this works. Please don't divulge that information.
Okay, now, then, you guys, this is so cute. So Ashley Tisdale and her husband, Christopher French, just welcomed their first baby girl into the world. So sweet. And the couple announced the exciting news on social media, and they revealed that the baby's name is, they named their daughter Jupiter Iris French. Yes. So she is a part of the solar system.
That little baby's going to get bullied for her whole life. Just know that. The baby's going to get bullied.
I hope she doesn't grow up to be large and gaseous.
Okay, yeah, because Jupiter is made of a lot of gas. I don't know if Ashley knows that.
It's not great. The only planet which would have been worse is Uranus. Uranus, Iris, French. Uranus, French.
We look at white people and we go, it's the weirdest names y'all got. But we got, we got Quintasha.
Delonte,
Shaniqua, Shaquana.
We're named after cars.
Yeah. You guys would combine a couple planets together and come up with Neptupiter.
Exactly. You got to put a lot.
Coming up, Atlanta's going to tell you who Beyonce almost gave the kiss of death.
Ooh. Yes. Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Sinex. Breathe freely, fast.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Now, producer Benny Blanco recalls the time he had 99 problems and Jay-Z could have been one.
Ooh.
So here's how the story goes.
Okay.
Once the producer was invited to the Carter's home for a Beats party, when the night was over, Benny went to give Beyonce a goodbye hug and kiss on the cheek. But he accidentally missed the cheek, and the kiss landed on the side of Queen B's lips right in front of Jay-Z.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, he feels the same way y'all felt. Benny said he saw his life flash right before his eyes, and he thought to himself, oh, okay, I'm dead. My life is over.
Oh,
it
man.
Was great. Nice knowing you guys. But fortunately for Benny, Jay didn't seem to notice the mishap, so Benny lived to tell his story. But what do you think? You think he's kissing and telling just to get more interviews, or, you know, like he should have kept it to himself?
Like, I would have kind of kept this to myself to, like, a few years later down the line, maybe when he's old enough to have a huge story and tell his documentary and all that. And that would be a good wow factor. Like, I think right. he should have waited. Why is he doing it right now?
Well, you know, sometimes, like, people get put in these positions where, like, you know, you'll be in an interview. So, yeah. you know, what's the craziest thing that ever happened to you at a party? And then maybe it organically comes out
okay,
that way.
Okay, when Jay-Z sent his goons and rewind the tape. And
it's
send somebody
out.
Yeah,
then what? Don't be a rap,
yeah,
Benny.
Beyonce.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God.
And Beyonce, like, why you gonna cause problems for me?
Mm. And then Solange gonna get mad. Oh, Lord, if Solange get mad, it's going to be another elevator, Lord.
Yeah. She was in an elevator with the wrong dude.
Well, that's why I'm waiting till this man is dead. Y'all remember the celebrity, the actor from BJ and the Bandit? What was his name? Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We were at a party, and he was older, and he was drinking, and he kept grabbing me and pulling me on his lap and hugging me, and you were so adorable.
Wow.
You were so adorable. And he went to kiss me, and as I turned away, it was full on in the lip. And it would have been cool if it was Burt Reynolds, like when he was young.
So, Sherry, how long were y'all married for?
You know what? With all that money, I should have, Chewy, but I was married to one that was broke. So, y'all, listen to this. At 83 years old, Jane Fonda says she is done. Now, not with acting, thank God, but she says she's done with sex, okay? But there is one exception. And that is Jane Fonda will only have sex again if it is with a younger man. Okay?
Hello.
I love that. Oh, so right. Jane told Harper's Bazaar. This is my Shiro. I love her. She said, I don't want to be in a sexual relationship again. I think maybe now I could, but the problem is that, like, man, I would want a younger man. Isn't that awful? It's a thing about skin. I would want a younger man, and I'm too vain. I love this woman. She's basically saying being with an older man,
he
got too much skin.
Yeah, she wants that tight. She wants the tight, you know, young man on her.
I'm not mad at her.
Not mad at her either, man.
Jane Fonda works out like crazy. Hell, she had her own workout tapes, and that's what she was known
right?
for. But she's got very tight skin. She's very toned. She's very sexy. But Chewy, could you see getting with Jane Fonda if she looked your way?
Absolutely. If I could wear one of her old onesies from the 80s and some leg warmers, I'm all for that. Like, I will totally role play. Like, if Jane Fonda said,
like,
you have to put this onesie on and these socks and this sweatband, I'm with it. Let's go. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8.
And y'all, the fun does not stop here. Make sure you check out Jason Lee on Hollywood Unlocked tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox Soul TV. He'll be dishing with my little bro. Bow Wow.
An all-new Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored airs tonight on Fox Soul at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you know what? I got Bow Wow on the show this week, and baby, when I tell you, he's spilling all the tea about that Lil Boat incident and his link up with Drake, not to mention what he thinks about Soulja Boy having an opinion about what Drake said about him. It is all going down tonight, foxhole.tv.
Coming up, we're dishing with Lil Rel and Eric Andre to talk about their new movie, Bad Trip. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Eric Andre and Lil Rel Howery for their wild new film, Bad Trip. Let's take a look.
We got 4 whole days. We can kick back, relax, and breathe in America. We are the only black people in here.
You like to make a toast? What are you doing up there?
Get down from
I love
there.
You. Wait,
come on, get up.
All right, Eric, now I gotta ask, we get to see a lot of your ass in this movie. It is a lot of Eric's ass in this film. Are you trying to take over for Captain America? Are you now America's ass? Is that what was going on here?
Captain America show his ass a lot?
In the last Avengers movie, he labels his ass America's ass. So is that what you're trying to do with this film?
Oh, yeah. I'm not only America's ass. I'm the world's ass. Here's a picture of my ass on my coffee cup.
Rel, there were so many wild pranks in this. What was your favorite? What was your wildest, in your opinion?
You know, one we don't talk about much is when we ask some people to give us a jump. You know, that like,
yeah. So bad. We were in that sketchy motel.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, it was one of the drivers left, right? And they ended up picking up somebody, like, in the crew, like, what, a few days later?
That guy thought he killed me. I told my wife I murdered a man.
Well, I kept wondering, how in the world did you not get recognized? Or you, Tiffany, Eric, there must have been times where you were pranking. Someone was like, "That I know you, or I know Tiffany." How did that not happen?
It was a combination of like throwing them off the scent, or basically we would make sure that we didn't prank people under 30. Like, as long as you're pranking like tired moms that are like 45 years old and older, they would not recognize us as much as like the youth would recognize us. During the gorilla scene at the very beginning, we're just walking with the group, and this one woman turned to Rel, "Are you Lil Rel Howery?" And he goes, "I get that all the time." And then she was like, "Oh, okay." Totally threw her off the scent.
And it's the pacing of it too. Like, it's like so crazy. I don't think nobody has time to like process it. Even if they thought it, like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
Rel, if you could go on a bad trip with any celebrity, who would that celebrity be and why?
I mean, honestly, and it's honest God truth, it would be Tiffany. Just because she's hysterical. She's really entertaining. She's going to have way too many fun facts. She watched so many YouTube videos, so she'll know, like, random stuff to do. Like, it would literally be Tiffany.
And Eric, finally with you, what's your dream celebrity bad trip?
Ronda Rousey. I would just go to a bar, start picking fights. Tell people that's my wife. I'd be like, "Yeah, my wife was like talking shit about you. I don't know if maybe you should talk to her about it." And then she just pull up at the bar. My sweetheart.
Awesome.
So random.
Thank you, guys. I laughed my ass off watching this movie. It felt so good. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, are y'all settled in? Because this is some vintage tea, darling. Oh, my goodness. This story is making mad rounds on social media, but it dates back to 1954. So two feuding brothers in Lebanon inherited adjacent plot to land. One brother got a skinny plot next to the street, so he built a narrow building to block his brother's oceanfront views and reduce his property value. What a hater. Yo, the building in Beirut is called The Grudge.
Wow.
And it looks just like a wall, but there are apartments in it, and at one time it was even a brothel. Now, Sherry, is this the ultimate pettiness or what?
Okay, first of all, if you look at the building called The Grudge, I believe it was a brothel, Brett, because that's all you can do is have sex in there. You can't do but stand up against the wall and have sex. So, yeah, you know what? It's so petty. And if I was the brother with the bigger building, I would just buy the little one to tear it down.
He probably won't sell it to him.
You're right.
But not only that, if you're paying for an oceanfront view and you get a building in front of that depreciates the value of the real estate. Your money's messed up. Yep.
Oh, you paying for an oceanfront view and you get a brothel. I mean, that might be good for some folks.
They would pay more for the brothel view.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.